Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
We're going to be talking about dates. We're going to be talking with a lot of great professionals. But this is a country that was built on getting it done. And our people want to go back to work. I'm hearing it loud and clear.
TCB, baby. Taking care of business. Every day, every way. Make no mistake. We were very concerned 8-9 weeks ago because the virus was man-made. That's confirmed. People say, well, then it must be ultra-deadly if it's man-made. No. That's so they could follow the trajectory of it and knew it would only hit certain populations. It would still really scare people and overwhelm things. It's like the 223 or 556 round in Vietnam was so they could carry more of it. It was high velocity, would go through body armor, but also had a tendency to really wound people very bad. And then that would take more energy for the Viet Cong to take care of those folks. At least that was one of the theories. Well, this is a soft kill weapon. And you can argue that it got out of a weapons lab, but we know it was from a weapons lab. Paul Joseph Watson's here with us in this segment, the next from Summit.News. Paul, I want to ask you this short segment. Next segment, we'll get into the social distancing and the tattletale squads. How are you handling it? What is London like right now for you?
It's not very much different. The only thing I've noticed is, you know, when I go out for my state allowed one exercise session a day, go running in the park, I live right next to a park, you'll notice people, they do practice this social distancing thing. Some don't. I mean, within reason, you have to stay away from people, but some take it too far. Like, I can be running in a straight line, and obviously I'm avoiding somebody by about 2 meters, and they're walking in a straight line towards me, mainly older people. And then suddenly they catch your eye, and they only see you at the last minute, even though you're, like, 2 meters apart. And they suddenly, like, swerve and panic, and it's like, dude, if you're that worried about getting coronavirus, why are you out in the park? Like, if you're reacting to me like I'm a zombie trying to attack you, like, why are you even outside at this point?
So you get. What do you make of the police shouting at people and saying, this is not a holiday. Do not lay out and enjoy yourselves. They should be saying, lay out. Vitamin D, we know, stops viruses.
Well, yeah, it kills the family of flu viruses, doesn't it? I mean, the law is more than two people. They can disperse it. Most of the time, you see people sitting down sunbathing, it's two people and a dog, or it's a family. So, I mean, again, it's all going to be selectively enforced.
How dare them!
Yeah, and then if you look at the reports out of Paris and some of these other no-go areas, the police show up, they try to disperse large groups of migrants, and then just more of them turn up, intimidate the police. And in some cases, if the police then don't leave, they start coughing on the police.
Oh, yeah, I've seen the footage where they cough on them, burn cars, run around screaming. But that's okay, because that's their culture.
Yeah, they're completely immune from these measures. So, again, it's all going to be selectively enforced. But then, and we can get into it after the break, you do have this tattletale mentality in Britain where people literally think that it's their act of courage, like they're akin to being on the front lines of a coronavirus-stricken hospital, like a doctor saving people's lives. If they can look at, like, three people sat on a bit of grass sunbathing and then call the police on them, because we've become such an atomized society that generally in the big cities, people either completely ignore their neighbors or hate them. So as soon as they get a chance to use the powers of the state to crack down on their neighbors who might be having a barbecue in their back garden with four or five people, they're going to use it, Alex. Don't worry about that. They're going to use it. And I think that's what we're going to see. Red Cross is also saying civil unrest within about 3 weeks in disadvantaged neighborhoods. So we've got that to look forward to as well.
Unbelievable. And what happens is more of these businesses shut down everywhere. There are a lot of them never coming back. All for a virus that globally has killed less than the flu kills each year in the United States. Paul Joseph Watson with Summit.News. Really envious of that site he's got. Powerful, amazing. We're going InfoWars. Someday it'll be like Summit. Someday. We'll be right back. Stay with us. For more than 8 weeks, InfoWars has researched this deadly coronavirus, and it is deadly. It targets those who already have pre-existing conditions, compromised immune systems, and those over 70, particularly bad. It is deadly, but the globalists are hyping it as an economic and psychological warfare weapon to implement martial law and throw Trump out of office. But regardless, the mainstream media will not tell you about natural compounds that are known to be extremely antiviral, like zinc. So I don't care where you get zinc for yourself, your parents, your grandparents, your children. Please go out and research zinc and then know that we have three different formulas that have zinc in them at a very nice dosage level. Real Red Pill, Real Red Pill Plus, and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. And all of these products are 40 and 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com, even though we're very, very close to selling them out. We ship within 24 hours, so secure yours today and boost your defense at InfoWarsStore.com. Live from the InfoWars Global Corona Crisis Studios in Austin, Texas, under lockdown.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And we're playing Escape from New York music here, and it's very fitting. Texas orders 14-day quarantine for New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, and New Orleans, which have almost all the cases in the United States. If you really believe it's that deadly, that's reasonable. Quarantine the folks that actually have it. Don't tell counties with zero cases you can't leave your house. And Trump's got a plan. I'll cover it after Paul Watson leaves this next segment. Taxi county by county put out guidelines. And you can get the federal law changed real quick. States are following so the left doesn't hold cities and counties hostage that don't have a problem. But right now, speaking of Boris Johnson, he has contracted COVID-19. Oxford has a study out. They believe half the public already had it, but they're hiding those numbers because they want to keep the hysteria going. Here's Boris Johnson.
Hi, folks. I want to bring you up to speed with something that's happening today, which is that I've developed mild symptoms of the coronavirus. That's to say, a temperature and a persistent cough. And on the advice of the chief medical officer, I've taken a test that has come out positive, so I am working from home, I'm self-isolating, and that's entirely the right thing to do, but be in no doubt that I can continue, thanks to the wizardry of modern technology, to communicate with all my top team to lead the national fight back against coronavirus, and I want to thank everybody.
Okay, so there you go, not hysteria, not into the world. He was like Trump and tried to play it down, but then it got caught up in the frenzy, because if you don't, then it's all your fault. This is really the public's fault, buying into the hysteria, in my view. But Paul, speaking of British prime ministers, Gordon Brown came out and called for global government. Only global government, he said, can stop global crises. Well, that's right out of globalist think tank let out scenario where virus outbreak prompts authoritarian crackdown. That was the Rockefeller Foundation in 2010 scenario. Narrative lockstep, how a global lockdown will make the world lockstep, that's quotes, with the global government, Paul. So there they are telling you what they're doing.
Yeah, despite the fact that globalism caused this because they refused to shut down the sacred international flow of people for months and months and months, but now they're trying to exploit it by giving the WHO executive powers which would crush national sovereignty, even though it was the WHO on January 14th saying, don't worry, this is fine, and there's no human-to-human transmission, we can trust China, they're the people they want to give executive powers over your country, probably not. The other thing is, in Taiwan, for example, Alex, they now have it loaded onto people's phones where if they're suspected to have been exposed to coronavirus, their phone then pings out their location continuously, and if they're on house arrest, as is the case in many countries, and in one case this guy's phone ran out of battery, his phone was off for like 3 hours, before he plugged it back in again, the police were knocking on his door saying, have you violated your quarantine? That's in Taiwan, that's not even China, that's supposedly more, you know, liberal country where that's happening. So again, you know, as Edward Snowden warns, these powers, even if they're legitimate now, they won't end. The nature of governments is to keep these powers on the books and then use them in the background. And then that ties into the snitch society. Earlier today, my friend texted me and said, I'm having a barbecue. He's got a little back garden, you know, four or five people, you want to come over. I'm like, dude, you know that your neighbor will report you to the police. Like, it's almost guaranteed that she will report you to the police, which has already happened in the United Kingdom and indeed in Spain, where two brothers, I think they were kid brothers, were playing soccer out in their own backyard. The neighbor looks out of the window and calls the police. The police come and break up this dangerous gathering of two kids playing soccer in their backyard. So that's the way it's going, because in the United Kingdom, not only do we have the, like, criminal thug underclass, the droogs, we also have, like, a nation of curtain twitchers who have nothing to do with their lives. So their entire life purpose becomes around patrolling what other people can do. You know, Alex, this is how they get personal validation from this, like, do-gooder behavior of grassing other people up and thinking that they're on the front lines of fighting coronavirus like a doctor or whatever. So they're going to get the chance now to satiate this control freak impulse that they've been begging to do for their entire lives, because our society, as I said before the break, is atomized. Now, people not only don't talk to their neighbors, they hate their neighbors. So every time that they hated their neighbors because they had a party or because they had a barbecue in that backyard and made too much noise, now if they do that, the neighbor gets the chance to call the police and have the power of the
state. But Paul, you should go over there and have the barbecue when the police show up. And the stupid social distancing, they say 10 people here. I guess they're saying two there. Just say, we're a family. We live here. I mean, people need to start pushing back like the Islamicists. I mean, at least the Islamicists, when they have drag queen story time and try to teach five-year-olds how to give oral blowjobs, seriously, in the UK, the Muslims come out and protest it, and it gets canceled. So in a way, do I have to convert to Islam to, you know, so that they won't teach my kids how to be prostitutes?
Well, that's the point. They can't enforce any of this. Minutes after these lockdown measures were announced via the Prime Minister, the head of the police is literally on the news saying, we don't have the facilities to enforce this. This is completely pointless. And as I've said before, part of this is because for the last 15, 20 years, the police in this country, you know, you look at Spain, you look at Italy, people fear those police because they're strong, they're buff, they're mean, they're, you know, it's not always for the best reason, but they're feared. In the UK, it's like Benny Hill. You know, they're all fat and running around after mad people on the street with knives failing. Because for the past 20 years, through political correctness, the police have been completely emasculated to the point where criminals now just laugh at them. Because as of recently, they weren't even able to chase criminals on mopeds who were like stealing people and stabbing people on the street if the criminal wasn't wearing a helmet. Because it was like, oh, poor baby, he might fall off his bike and hurt himself. So the police, not through their own fault, but through top-down politically correct control, are so made fun of and so emasculated because of what came from central government that they've just got no respect. Nobody respects them. So they're not going to be able to enforce any of this, and they're not going to enforce it in any of the areas.
By the way, when I was in Spain, I went to that famous Madrid. No, it wasn't Madrid. It was in Barcelona. I went to that famous cathedral, that gaudy cathedral. You know, the artist is gaudy. And we just have a camera videotaping it, and the police are going to go, anti-terrorism. You've got to erase that. And so they erased our footage. But then at night, the Muslims were running around robbing people while we were watching off our balcony. It's just like crazy.
No, and that's what we've seen. I've put videos about it. There's literally a video from Naples in Italy where the migrants are just roaming around the streets below screaming at each other. The people are filming them above from their apartment blocks, quarantined, and shouting at them, get inside. Police are nowhere to be seen. We've seen the same thing out of France where they arrested the guy and suddenly there's 25 migrants surrounding the police car. They're not going to do anything. It's all selectively enforced. Meanwhile, in Spain, my parents went together in the car to the supermarket to buy food. They said, no, you can only have one person in the car because they've got checkpoints telling old age pensioners that they can't go to the shops together as a husband and wife couple. So that's who it's going to be enforced against. And our more unruly demographics, Alex, are going to get away scot-free. Not much.
And what if you're an old person that needs help going to the store? I mean, but notice first it's only some shops. Then it's 10 people. Then it's 2 people. Then it's you can't leave your house. They're just seeing what they can get away with, Paul. It's disgusting.
Yeah, and it's strange because in Jordan at the beginning they actually said nobody can leave their house for any reason, and they had to get the army to deliver bread and water to everybody's house because they couldn't even go out to buy
food.
So it's
about making you dependent. It's all about making you dependent.
Yeah, and it's only going to get worse. Despite what happens with this coronavirus, the amount of deaths, I think they'll continue to crank up the social distancing to see how much they can get away with.
That's right. It's a total AI takeover, training us that drones have to deliver all our food. This is the forced dehumanization, making us obsolete. Summit.news, Paul Watson writes there, and at Infowars.com and Newswars.com. Paul, thank you so much, and please give us more updates.
Okay, thanks, Alex.
When we return, I'm going to give the phone number out, and there's tons of news I haven't hit yet and a lot of critical clips. It's Friday. This is the number one pro-human liberty transmission in the world, thanks to you.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Attention, fellow Americans. We are now at an all-time high risk of illnesses due to pathogens and viruses. So it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. Do it with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Using a patented process with tiny silver particles 1/100th the size of a red blood cell that allows for maximum absorption, Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it inhibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever at around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi. Verify today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Exposed to coronavirus. Yeah, that drug addict son of the Fonda dad, the brother of Jane, he died of natural causes pretty soon after he called for Barron to be gang raped in a cage. And again, it was Obama put them in warlike cages because that's all they had. And you can't just let kids go unaccompanied into the country. Obama later lifted it. And when the Washington Post sent reports that thousands of children were sex trafficked that Obama ordered released. But Trump by then had built better facilities, better than most public schools. They gave tours. Remember? The squad went down there and said they saw children drinking out of toilets. No, they didn't. There's a sink on the top of the toilet. It's built in one unit. Totally different. But you see, they blame Trump for what they do. And I'm not just here defending Trump. It's crazy how every time what they say Trump did, they did. All Trump's been doing is delivering on like 95% of what he said. It's crazy. I mean, all I can say is, can you imagine if he wasn't there right now? Can you imagine if he loses in 220 days from fraud or they cancel the election? I mean, we're in perilous times, and I don't say that to scare you. I say it because you need to be engaged and involved, and I'm not bitching at you. I'm saying that to myself. I'm up here 7 days a week right now because everything we do has triple the effect, quadruple the effect, 10 times the effect, 20 times right now. We're in that moment of flux deciding the future, and the globalists know it, and they're scared. They did this virus hype out of fear. They're losing control. The Democrats are everywhere. They've had now 10 governors, I saw this morning, have ordered all Democrats that no doctor prescribe hydroxychloroquine. Because doctors can prescribe stuff that's off medication. Trump passed the law saying they could do that too. Europe had great effects with it. But I mean, they're the government saying, Trump says it's great. He says there might be side effects, but it's at least something. You know, it's something that has 90%+ cure rate, and they don't want that. They tell you, doctors, don't promote vitamin C. They tell them, don't promote zinc because it's not been approved. What the hell does that mean? It's like if you're a diver and the dive master teaching you we're about to go down now to 20 feet. You need this regulator and you need the oxygen to live. And all of a sudden the FDA says, are you a doctor? You don't know you need that oxygen to live. Breathe water into your lungs. You're not a doctor, Trump. Shut your mouth! Meanwhile, California passed a law you can give somebody HIV or hepatitis if you're gay. And pedophilia, the same senator, has introduced a bill to make it pedophilia legal if it's gay, if it's same sex. Man, these people are out of control. And you look at the cities they run, they're piles of feces and needles and desperateness because that's what evil flourishes in, is in darkness. So actor Mike Rappaport has savagely attacked me before, said he wants to, you know, that I'm ugly, that I'm evil, that he's so glad I'm being censored. Can you imagine being a biological android like this guy? A meat suit. And by the way, they're announcing Hollywood is officially collapsing. This virus is a cover for the reset. I mean, look at that gutter worm. And he wants Barron to die. Well, in the words of Emperor Palpatine, no, 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 you will die. In fact, I bet Mr. Rappaport is dead within 12 months. I just have a feeling. I'm not going to hurt him. I don't want anybody else to hurt a hair on his head. But that worm looks like the expiration date ran out on him a long time ago. Will you be joining Mr. Fonda? Peter Fonda. Join him then. Join him. I just won't be saying any prayers for you, my boy. Let's go ahead and hear from this demon. Here he is.
F***ing pig, the real people want to get back to work ASAP. You never worked a f***ing day in your life. You're worried about the next 4 years. You need to be worried about the next 4 days, motherfucker. You need to be worried about the next 4 weeks.
Back this up. This is him saying to Trump that he never worked a day in his life. Ran for office, never had, wins the presidency, turns the country around, did all the incredible things Trump's done, gets up there and kicks ass and sets up the reporters. Well, someone called it the Kung Fu virus. Really, say the name again? Kung Fu. Say that again? Kung Fu. Oh, Kung Flu. I mean, he just totally runs circles around these mental midgets. And then this guy sits there like this fake, big, tough, cold sore, you know, herpes face and Mr. Herpes and sits here and just acts tough. That's what this guy does. Here. Let's hear from the big tough guy.
F***ing pig. The real people want to get back to work ASAP. You never worked a f***ing day in your life. You're worried about the next 4 years. You need to be worried about the next 4 days, motherfucker. You need to be worried about the next 4 weeks, the next 4 months, you motherfucker. You are the worst.
Again. This reminds me of that actor, Robert De Niro always acting tough, but when his car, well, they was crying on the street, going, my car, like a little spoiled old lady. Here. I mean, these people are has-beens. They're over. Like Hillary and like Biden and like Pelosi, they're all just mummies. Here, let's hear from Herpes Face some more.
4 months, you motherfucker. You are the worst possible motherfucker we could have in power making decisions right now. The real people want to get back to work. Why don't you send your fucking son, Dick Donald Trump Jr., Big Tooth fucking Eric Trump, Little fucking Baron, fucking Ivanka, Junkyard Jared, let them go out there and test the fucking waters. Let them see if it is sweet. Let them take the cars, the trains, the buses, the Amtraks. Let them play in the park, and everything's good. If everything's good after 5 days of them playing out there in the streets, we'll all go back there. You want to make the American people guinea pigs so you could get reelected? You f***ing clown.
No, China's
open. People, if you fall for this,
that's enough of him. This guy wants to bankrupt us. You heard Hollywood say they want to bankrupt America. You've heard them over and over again. It just gets worse from there. They are so mad America woke up. They're so mad we're throwing them off our backs. They're so mad that they're the disease. Trump's the fever. InfoWars is the fever. And we are sweating their poisonous asses out. And the wart-faced demon goblin, turd gobbler, knows it. And he doesn't know what to do. Now, when we come back, oh, learn who's profiting off this. Another filthy Democrat. And GQ says America sucks.
Newtonian physics documents the fact that for every action, there's an opposite and equal reaction, and that matter is not destroyed, it is simply transferred into another form. Well, we're seeing that happen right now. The globalists are openly trying to hype up the coronavirus, trying to kill our economy, and trying to have martial law shutdown around the country, and trying to stampede Trump into implementing it so they can blame the imploding economy on him. But Trump has seen through it, and so he's let them implement the draconian controls, and is saying, do you really want a depression for something that's killed far less than the flu? Ladies and gentlemen, now is the fight of our lives. And the good news is their attack on humanity and on independent media has caused a lot of people to start thinking for themselves. And so the traffic to InfoWars.com and Band.video is triple our previous records right now. So you're doing a great job spreading the word, and people are tuning in to find out the truth like never before because of you, the modern Paul Revere's.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. That just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVice.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
I know you can see me now. Here's a surprise.
All right, folks, I want to open the phones up throughout the rest of the transmission, popping in at the end of the next hour. We have a local gun shop owner who's refusing to close his doors all over the country in blue cities and blue states. They are banning gun sales. They're even saying don't transport your legally owned firearms in many cities like New Orleans, using every excuse they can to crack down on law-abiding citizens and the essential right and critical infrastructure of protecting yourself. You imagine letting the criminals out of jail all over the country in blue cities and blue states and blue counties all at the same time. Restricting access to firearms sounds like a recipe for the breakdown of society. Oh, the Democrats admit that's their plan. No borders, no wall, no USA at all. The toll-free number to join us for first-time callers, long-time callers, agree, disagree, 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539, or you can dial the country code at 512-646-1776, 512-646-1776. But tell me if you're a first-time caller, you're going to go to the front of the line. If you disagree, you go to the front of the line as well, because I find that interesting. Okay. I did a video about this guy 2 weeks ago titled Meet the Real Life Supervillain Trying to Crash the U.S. Economy. And I was already aware of this scumbag. He took over a pharmaceutical company and increased, on average, the drugs 5,000%. And then he said he was doing that to help capitalize the company, but it was really looting it, and it later screwed the company over and hurt people that needed the drugs. But it's okay because he's a liberal from Harvard, and he calls himself an activist investor. Yes, like Soros. It's like calling Hitler an activist investor. Bill Ackman made $2.6 billion by betting against markets after fear-mongering hell is coming, CNBC interview that every major channel amplified and pushed and promoted 2 weeks ago. Isn't that just sweet? That it's the worst thing ever. We're all dead. It's all over. Hilton's going to zero. But did he tell you that he was shorting those companies? See, if I did that, I'd go to jail, and I should. But see, he went to Harvard. Just like the head of the biology department or chemistry department just got arrested for being a Chi-Com agent. These people are the trash of the earth. Filth. Now we know why Bill Ackman went to CNBC and cried about his father. My father, I'm worried we're all going to die. Everything's going to zero. The stock market's plunging. Trump's bad. While warning that hell is coming if our entire country is not shut down in response to the coronavirus. When billionaire Bill Ackman went on television last week to tearfully warn that hell is coming and beg the White House to shut down the country for 30 days, he was knee-deep in a bet against the markets that netted him $2.6 billion. Ought to net him a striped suit. You know, betting on destroying your pension fund, your whole future. How about we pass a law that when you bet against the economy on purpose with insider knowledge and try to crash the market, that you get life in prison? In a Wednesday note to investors of his Pershing Square, what a fake, foppish name, fund, Ackman said he cashed out of the credit hedge on Monday for a profit of $2.6 billion. He even bragged. He rubs it in. The hedge, which he started building March 3rd, yeah, he had it going before that, cost him a mere $27 million and scored big as stock and debt markets floundered on fears that he helped stoke. And it goes on. And the video is posted there. Alex Jones breaks down the leftist talking heads blaming Trump for the coronavirus. That's another video I did. We should add the one about Meet the Supervillain to that article. Let's move on to some more scum. Because, see, if you're going to sell the country out, you got to have Harvard and Yale and Princeton and Berkeley teach America hate. So as a culture, you feel good about it. And targeting families and Christians and anything strong. And the military. Leftist journo, who writes for GQ, takes pleasure in the U.S. becoming worse hit coronavirus nation, who's an asshole country now. This is a lady who helped work with the oligarchs to suck Russia dry, I'm told. Julia Loaf, a loaf of garbage, a leftist columnist, took pleasure in the fact that the U.S. has become the country with the most coronaviruses after the left called for our borders to stay open and tried to block Trump blocking Chinese flights. With the most confirmed cases coronavirus by mocking President Trump and proclaiming, who's the crap hole country now? Julia Turdloaf, who writes for GQ, couldn't be more uncool, tweeted out the inane comment along with a link to the New York Times story on the development. it's just par for the course with these people, the scum of the earth, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I've got a lot of other news here, so much it makes my head spin, and more is breaking as we speak at InfoWars.com. Some big stories are coming off the printer right now that I'll cover briefly when we come back and go to your calls. But I just want to say something that's really important right now. Ladies and gentlemen, we told you almost 9 weeks ago this virus was man-made and that it was killing people and that we should be concerned about the crisis it was going to create when it got here, because if it was anywhere as deadly as the Chi-Coms were saying, the left was going to seize on it, exacerbate the crisis, and try to overthrow Trump by plunging the economy, which they then did exactly as we said, because these criminals, if anything, are 100% predictable. They will create crises. They will exacerbate crises. They will let no crisis go to waste. Then we knew Trump was being set up by trying to stop the stock market plunge. We said, ride the tiger, go with some of it, mitigate the problem. The virus does kill some people, but don't let them totally shut down the entire economy. Now, all of that also unfolded, and we laid it out. We told you that storable food would sell out. We told you that food would be the new toilet paper and something you actually need. The supply chains are breaking down. Most places can't get food. Food prices are going up. Those of you that ordered food wisely should be very happy you've gotten your food. Those that ordered just a few weeks ago, it'll be coming very soon. We're right on target for the dates we told you. But our major food supplier, the only big one left that actually has high-quality food, had to suspend sales to be able to catch up and get all your orders out. They were able to secure a lot of food they now have and turn on two big factories that are essential services, because a lot of other folks are just getting out of the business. It's too volatile. But it's their Christian mission to do this. It's what they believe in. It's how 12 years ago they came from nowhere and now the biggest company in the United States, probably the world, that has horrible food. We're partnered with them. Your order, when you order at InfoWarsStore.com, is their full spectrum. Get the best price, and you go right in at the point you ordered to the queue. We are now able, for a limited time, to open up food orders again at InfoWarsStore.com. If you order, you will get your food. They have the food. They've got a package to get it out to you. You can read all the details at InfoWarsStore.com. But I would suggest that you not wait. Forget the virus. It's the depression. It's the ending the election that the globalists are pushing for. It's what they're going to launch next, which I'm going to be talking about a lot in the weeks to come. We don't just cover what's happening now. We cover what's coming. I said 3 months ago, bioweapon attack to bring down the U.S. economy. I know how they operate. We have two articles here today. London Guardian, former British Prime Minister, says world government needed to get rid of nation states to protect us from coronavirus. Here's the Rockefeller Foundation 10 years ago openly saying in a major think tank that we're going to use a bio-release to bring in world government. So they're on record with all of this, ladies and gentlemen, and this is their plan. So we know their next move, and it's going to be even more drastic. So dig in and get ready. Get your storable food today at InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, we're going to go to break. That's my half of the United Kingdom already affected with coronavirus. Where is my article? There it is, Globalist Think Tank, laid out scenario where virus outbreak prompts authoritarian crackdown. I want to get more into this, but first your phone calls and some new breaking news when we return. Don't forget, good, high-quality vitamin mineral systems are good. We have Vitamin Mineral Fusion Fruit Punch and the Real Red Pill Pregnenolone. Get yours today and get prepared, because things are just starting to get crazy. This roller coaster just started rolling. I'm Alex Jones.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie Guide with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's been a long time since I even agreed to meet with him. Tell me, Alex, we've left you alone and let you operate because we just think you scare the public for us. And I told them that I believe humanity's asleep. And I believe when I tell people the scary stuff that's going on, they're like me. Their heart's like mine. They're going to get pissed. They're going to get off their ass and do something about it. You know what? I got proven right. I got proven right when Professor Thomas Barnett, the head of one of the war colleges who preach world government, threatened me during the break in front of John Harmon and refused to come on when he found out who I was. He thought it was Alex S. Jones, who had a radio show on NPR at the time. He said, "You'll never beat us. You're going down. They'll never wake up. Ha ha. America, well, America's done." And he was just like, and then Rothkopf was like, "No, Alex, I came on purpose. We want you to join us in New York and want you to work with us." And that's just the times I had witnesses and we weren't meeting and it was agreed upon. It was private. I've met with some of these people. And, you know, the power of the grassroots is what's so great. That's why I don't like it when people say, oh, Alex is funded by some government agency or some secretive group. That's not cool. Because I'm organic. I came from Texas. I did this with our audience of activists. You did this. We're real. I mean, where's the best rock and roll come from? Out of nowhere. Where's the best race car driver? Out of nowhere. Where's the best of anything come from? It comes from the grassroots. We're real. And we've proven we're real. And Trump has proven he's real. I mean, David Icke doesn't trust anybody. He knows Boris Johnson's for real and says Boris Johnson obviously means well because he knows people that know Johnson. He knows Johnson. Johnson's for real. People can pick that up, too. He's not perfect. He's got problems. So is Trump. I mean, Trump's real, folks. Why do you think they're so damn scared? But I'm going to explain something. A rattlesnake's real. A black widow's real. A rose is real. A piece of gold's real. A Beethoven symphony's real. There's good and bad in the world, but Trump's his own man. He really calls the shots. You know how pissed the globalists are? That there's a dude in there that isn't out to get America, just like Vladimir Putin. Vladimir Putin's a Russian. He likes Russia. He likes the Orthodox Church. He doesn't like the globalists and the left that had their foot on Russia's neck for 85 years, the very same globalists. That's why they hate Putin. Does he have to work with other corrupt elements just to keep those folks off his back? Absolutely. Is he in a swamp? Absolutely. But when they say we are influenced by the Russians, the only truth is the same spirit of wanting to be free that God has given us, that the Russians now have, is the same spirit we have. And we are going to defeat the spirit of evil with our spirit of overcoming. Because the wicked flee when none pursue. But the righteous are bold as a lion. And it's time for this crap to stop. Hollywood hates you. The left hates you. The globalists want to dominate you. They are psychotics. And so people come to me, and I only talk about this to people that understand philosophy, and this is a winning philosophy. It's a spirit. They hate it. Overcomer. And they go, what's it like to be persecuted? Oh, you're attacked so much. Oh, we feel so sorry for you. And I tell friends and family, I say, knock it off. I am blessed. All I want is the listeners to keep us in the fight. You are the people that have commissioned me in this fight. Like you commission an artist to do a painting. You commission a soldier to be an officer. You have commissioned me with your support and your prayers. And I feel like I let you down sometimes when you call in and tell me how great I am. Because I'm just like you. I want freedom. I want justice. I believe in you. You're just as smart and just as strong as I am in many ways. And you're stronger in other ways. And I'm stronger in other ways. That's how God works. But my spirit is real. My will for justice and my heartache for the innocent being dumbed down and killed and abused. And my heartache over the absolute evil unfolding on this planet is 100% real. And my desire to be with God is 100% real. And my desire to defeat the globalists with God's help is totally real. And that's why it's happening. And that's why they fear it. Look to what we've done together. This is the model of success. This is what they fear. Independence, strength, justice, truth, steadfastness, being honorable. And that's why they constantly want to say I'm a liar and I'm a fake and I'm an actor and I'm dishonest, because they are. And they don't have the real spark of the universe that you have, that I have. And so they seek to extinguish it. I said I could call this news. I'll get to it after I take calls. There's so much breaking. Let's go ahead, because I'm not going to babble all day. I just want to speak to that. You're not intimidated. You were asleep. And it's not work to fight evil. The more you do it, the stronger you get, and the more high on the fight you get in a good way of love and of justice. But it's not a feeling of power that we're overpowering the globalists. But it is power. Trillions of times the power they could ever imagine, but was restrained. And then you realize it's nothing but a micron reflection of the Creator. And then you feel the awesome presence of God. And then the power doesn't matter anymore because you're on your knees. And to be on your knees before the Creator in awe is to be ready to fight the devil. Because the devil's a joke that'll be brushed aside. But the devil will be brushed aside by those of us who will be thrown against Satan and broken. And it is a real blessing to have God pick you up and just throw you headlong into Satan's armies. There's not a better feeling. I'm not a masochist. I don't like pain. But that's the type of pain I'll take. If God helps me politically take out 1 million or 2 million of the globalists, then I don't mind being torn inside out and my eyeballs gouged out of my teeth, ripped out, and my blood sucked out by a giant black spider. I've seen the evil. I faced it. I've gone through it. And all I found was victory on the other side. The enemy, for all the temporal attacks, has sent spiritual attacks against me. And in the name of Jesus, it all instantly departs and is vanquished and is weak. But I've been shown the depths of Satan by the Creator. I have been dropped like a bathyscape into a sea of pure Satanism to actually be able to know the enemy's mind and to be able to fight the enemy. And only now am I beginning to have the strength to even step up into the armor of truth and justice with the sword of God to bring down the enemy. So you look at the hunchback devils that serve Satan and how their eyes are dim and how they have no humanity in them and realize we shouldn't hate them. Those are like little bugs in a spider's web that are just husk. They're dead. They were already sucked out. They're already gone. They live in the spider's belly now forever. They believe the spider was their mother and was there to give them milk. They believe the spider was going to give them power. They believe they were going to be a spider. But all they ever were was another slave taken away from God's light, who by free will, like a child, tricked out of their backyard to get in that white ice cream truck to be taken away forever, to have their souls stolen forever, and to meet oblivion. It's a sad thing indeed. All right, we're going to go to break. I'm going to stop pontificating. We're going to go right to your phone calls. We'll come back in 2 minutes. And there's just so much more of this. I mean, look at these rocks. I mean, I knew about this. You knew about this. It's in films. But I'm like, hey, the globalists have white papers where they say they're going to use a bio attack to bring in world government and authoritarianism. 10 years ago, Rockefeller Foundation. Big article up on Infowars.com. It's called Lockstep. A world of tighter top-down government control and more authoritarian leadership with limited innovation and growing citizen pushback. Rockefeller Foundation. And Gordon Brown, there's the London Guardian. Gordon Brown calls for world government to keep your ass locked up in your house. Notice, I'm telling you, drones will be controlling you, robots, and all of a sudden, they're here. Like in the new Star Wars movie when all the Sword Destroyers just rush up on the planet, like, there's something there. It's like, oh, wow. Like, you just put the light switch on one day, and there it is. And believe me, a lot more is about to start happening in the quickening. You're going to see the Antichrist. You're going to see everything.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.